In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the book of the prophet Malachi, it begins with the people complaining. You know, the people did do that a lot. They did that then, they do it now. Where is God? When is God going to come and save us? When is God going to do what he promises? Where is God? And the word which comes to the people through the prophet Malachi says, basically, you might try being faithful if you want things to be better. And who is going to stand when I appear? And it says that the Lord is like a refiner's fire. What is a refiner's fire? Well, when you refine metal, the refiner's fire heats up the molten metal and burns out the impurities. It's like a fuller's lye. What is fuller's lye? It's a bleach, really caustic bleach, which takes the newly woven fabric and makes it dazzlingly white. So, you know, the coming of the Lord is going to purify the people. Particularly, it says, purify the sons of Levi. Those are the priests and the Levites. But it's not going to be pleasant. You know, there's going to be some suffering. Our Lord is also likened to the light of the world. That's why today is Candlemas Day. In years past, you know, it was today that the candles for the upcoming year for the church would all be blessed. Because, you know, you have the light of the world, Jesus, then you have the light of the church, the candles, and so you bless them. You know, light shows the truth, and sometimes the light which the truth shows is not that pleasant. But guess what? Whether you see it or not, the unpleasant stuff is still there. But if you see it, you can fix it. And so on. And so today we have Candlemas. Today we have the fulfillment of the prophet Malachi. When the Lord comes into the temple for the first time, because it was the time of the purification of Mary, and it is the time of the presentation of Jesus in the temple when they offered the sacrifice which was due to God for the birth of a male child who was also the firstborn. And when Jesus comes into the temple, a promise made to Simeon is fulfilled, namely that the priest Simeon would not taste death until he had seen the Messiah. And so the Holy Spirit revealed to him that this child was the Messiah, and Simeon prophesied that Jesus would be the fall and the rise of many in Israel. There would be those who would reject him, those who would fall, and those who would turn from their sins and be saved, the rise, and a sign of contradiction. There were those who would reject what Jesus had to say. And he also predicted that the Mary would be pierced by a sword. Now, not a physical sword, but the sword of sorrow, as she stood at the foot of the cross, as her son died for you and for me. And so today we celebrate this wonderful feast day, and we would do well to remember that following the Lord Jesus is not always pleasant. Sometimes for us, he is the refiner's fire. Sometimes for us, he is the fuller's lye. And sometimes for us, he is the light that shows us what we would rather not see, but we need to see if we wish to be holy and righteous. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.